is going to come to preach.
Taken from St John's Gospel, chapter 7, and it's on page 1073 of the Church Bible. 1073. John 7, verses 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, we do pray as we come to look at your word, you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that the words that I say, which are from you, would stick with us, but what isn't from you, just from me, you would help us forget quite promptly. Lord, I do pray that as a result of our reading your word this morning and looking at what you would say to us, that we would be a changed people by the power of your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not moving the flags because I have a particular dislike for them. Just at the back, I was kind of looking at the lectern. I couldn't quite see them. Now, if you've heard the reading, it said on the lot, it said the great festival or the great feast. It means the same thing. And really, as Martin said earlier, this is a great festival for Christians because we are celebrating on Pentecost the birth of the church in a very real way. And it's also, for over many years, the time when the birth of this church has been marked. Because I think it's 68, so by my maths, that's about 55 years ago that this building was dedicated. And before that, there was a church meeting in a mission hut and a primary school on the Tring Road. So this church has been here for over, as a group of people, gathering for worship in this part of Aylesbury for over 60 years. And we do really want to give God thanks for that. And I've realised that I've been part of that for not quite a third of that time. I've been here for about 18 years, which seems to have gone very, very quickly. But it's wonderful, isn't it, just to remember all the good things that God has done here. But on a different note, I want to begin by thinking about being thirsty, because that's where our passage this morning started. And I think all of it know what it means to be thirsty. My common one is, I need a cup of coffee right now. Now, whether it's coffee or caffeine or water I'm needing at that point, I'm not quite sure. Maybe you're like that with tea. I just need a cup of tea right now, about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Or on a hot day, you need a really cooling drink. Well, this week I've been really reminded about what it means to be thirsty. I've been on an Outward Bounds course with some Year 9 pupils, and we went to the Lake District. Now, about just over a week ago, I was really fretting that I did not have the right kit, that my waterproofs were 14 years old and that they weren't going to be able to survive the wet of the Lake District. So I was panicking last Saturday after the PCC stay at home day. I ran down to Milton Keynes, got new waterproofs because I didn't quite trust the weather forecast. And when I got to the Lake District, it was really hot sunshine. And it was really hot sunshine for the whole week. And it was extraordinarily hot And in lots of heat, we climbed Helvellyn. We had to scramble over rocks and boulders and scramble down with ropes and things like that along a narrow ridge and slept in the open. And at the end of it all, despite drinking loads of water, I felt really extraordinarily thirsty. In the heat and the physical exertion, which my body isn't used to, I was really quite dehydrated. And I think, actually, if I'm honest, after a following day canoeing the length of Ullswater, I feel a little bit dehydrated still. And thirst is something that all of us experience. And it's used as a picture in the Bible for our spiritual state. Thirst is debilitating. If you get really thirsty, you can't think straight. Your body starts to pack in. And it's possible to live for several weeks without food, but without water, we'll die very soon. Water